الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this kitab of the importance of sunnat and living a sunnat lifestyle, Sufed Zahir ka khatarnak istimal, the great harms of using white poison. Referring to white poison means the milk powder given to children, that they are not given the natural milk of the mother, that they are given tin milk. And this he is referring to as white poison. Ma kadud or mahirin sihat wa iqtisadiyat, with regard to the milk of the mother, mother's milk, and the experts of health and economics, what they have to say about it. Shakam e madar aur shir khargi mein hi insaan ki sehat wa tandurusti, kamzori ya bimari ki buniyad rakhi jati hai. It is this connection with the stomach of the mother, the womb of the mother, and a breastfeeding child, the connection between the two, the womb of the mother and the breastfeeding child. In there, the health of a human being, the weakness or illness, that is the foundation. Between the connection of the mother and the breastfeeding child, how that relationship is, according to that, it depends the health of the child or the weakness of the child or the illnesses the child is going to pick up later in its life. بچے کی صحت کے قیام کے سلسلے میں سب سے زیادہ اہم مسئلہ اس کے غذا کا ہے. With regard to the health of that newborn child, the most important thing is the food, the nourishment the child is going to get. What type of food the child is going to get. اس سے غفلت اس کی ساری زندگی پر اثر انداز ہوتی ہے. If there is unmindfulness, and especially when the child is, when the new days of the child, child has to be breastfed during those days, if there is unmindfulness, this has an effect or the lifelong effect on the child. The child's health, etc., will be weak if that child was not fed properly with mother's milk. Bawakte pedaish hasharatul ard aur chand aur jandaro ke siwa insaan ka bachcha sabse zyada kamzor hota hai. At the time of birth, besides insects which walk on the earth, and a few other living creatures. Besides them, human being's child is the most weak. Insects are very weak, and a few other animals. Besides that, the human being, the child of a human, is one of the most weakest at the time of birth. Alawa azi, ye kamzori itna lamba arsa rehti hai ke kisi aur jandar کے پیدائش کے بعد اتنی لمبی نہیں ہوتی. And besides that, this weakness of the human child, it stays for such a long period which no other creature, animal, etc., its weakness does not remain so long. For example, a goat, when it gives birth and the kid is born, as soon as it's born, it starts walking already. Human being's child cannot do that. The child, its eyes are closed, its fists are closed, it can't open its fist also when it is very weak. And this weakness of the human child remains the longest compared to all other things that are given birth to. Is arsa mein usse aisi ghiza milni chahiye jo kudrat ne khud bachche ki kamzori ke munasib hal munasib miqdar mein tajweez ki ho. During this weak period of the child, the child must get so much food which Allah Ta'ala has fixed for the child. So much food it must get. Not less than that, not more. And then again, that food must be according to the weakness of the child. If the child is so weak, if you give it very strong, heavy food, then like for example, when a person has diarrhea, then he has to take it very easy with his food. If he goes and take heavy food, eats kawabs, eats biryani, it won't stay in his stomach. He has to have now little bit soup, etc., very lightly. So this child that is still very weak, its food must be also according to its weak condition, and also only to that amount. Uske saath nihayat sahal husool ho. And the other thing is that it must be very easy to get. For a child to get that food, a weak child, it must be very easy for it to get that food. بلکہ یہ کہنا چاہیے کہ اس کے انتہائی ضعف کے پیش نظر اس کی پہلو میں ہی موجود ہے. But it is correct to say this, that considering its very weak condition, this human child, which is, as it was mentioned, of all the things that are born, the human child is amongst the most weakest. Considering that, this weakness is within itself. It is weakness itself, that child. So considering that, its food must be according to that also. دنیا کی غذاؤں میں سب سے زیادہ مفید کمزور اور توانا کے لیے ایک ایسی طاقت اور صحت بخش اور زور ہضم غذا اللہ تعالی نے دودھ پیدا کیا. Of all the nourishments, food of the world, the most beneficial for weak people and for strong people. It is such a thing which gives a lot of strength, a lot of health, and very easily digestible. Allah Ta'ala made that milk. So much so that the dua of after drinking milk, the dua of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, Allahumma barik lana fi wa zidna min. For nothing else did Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and ask for increment, more, give us more, O Allah. But for milk, O Allah, give us barakat in this milk and increase us. Wazidna mean, give us more of this milk. So milk is that which is the most healthiest for a weak person, for a strong person, for his strength, for his health, and which is very easily digestible also. Milk is very easily digestible. Usme zara bhi shak aur shubha ki gunjaish nahi ke doodh pilane wale ہر جاندار کے دودھ میں اس کے بچوں کے نشو و نما کے لیے تمام ضروری اور مفید اجزاء حیاتین وغیرہ نہایت مناسب مقدار میں پائے جاتے ہیں. Further he writes that there is absolutely no doubt in this. That is as facts also and as scientific research also. He bases most of his talks on scientific research of the world. So with regard to that he said there is no doubt that in giving milk to the child to drink of every human being, whether it is a cow that gives to its calf milk to drink, whether it's a camel, whether it's a goat, any living thing which gives its offspring, its children, this milk to drink, uske nashwa numa ke liye, for the growth of the child, for its body formation, for its physical formation of all the parts, then for all the organs of the body, for the development of the brain, the heart, the lungs, all the parts of the body, tamam zaruri aur mufid ajza, all those things which were necessary, all those proteins, all those chemicals which were necessary and which were beneficial, Allah Ta'ala has put it in the most munasib miqdar, in the most correct quantities of all those things. How much of, for certain things calcium is more necessary, for certain things potassium is more, all what is necessary, Allah put it in that milk, and exactly how much it is required for those new offspring. اور ان کی شیر خارگی کے زمانے میں ان کی ماں کے دودھ سے ان کے لیے کوئی اور بہتر اور انسب غذا نہیں ہو سکتی. And when the child is in its stages of being breastfed, there is nothing better for its new offspring than the milk of the mother. Like for a calf, there is nothing better than the milk of its mother. For all the other animals, whether it's anything that is going to drink milk, there is nothing better than its mother's milk. So in the same way which science has now, and not only that it has proven, but they are stressing that mothers must breastfeed their children. All what is required to save them from cancer later in their lives, to save them from all heart problems, everything, the mother's milk at that time, when the child up to the age of 2 years, There is nothing better and there can be nothing stressed more than what the mother's milk can be. اسی طرح انسان کے بچے کے لیے اس کی اپنی ماں کی دودھ میں اس کے مناسب حال جو غذائیت صلاحیت تاثیر اور طاقت موجود ہوتی ہے وہ کسی اور دودھ میں خواہ کسی اور عورت کا ہی کیوں نہ ہو نہیں پائی جاتی. And therefore it is in the same way for a human being, for the newborn child, its mother's milk, how much it is munasib hal, which is in the according to the condition of the child, its own mother's milk, how much it is good for it, and in it the that which has got strength, ghizayat, vitamins and all what the child requires, salahiyat, which is good and which is according to the child, ta'thir, effect, or ta'qat, strength, how much it is in its own mother's milk. It's not even in another mother's milk. Even it's a human being. Another mother, if she breastfeed the child, which is jais also, if the mother passes away or something. But how much it is in the mother's milk, the effect, and perfectly how Allah Ta'ala has put it, to what quantity, how much, how hot, how cold, all those things. There is nothing more perfect than what Allah has put in the mother's milk. And this has been now scientifically proven also. ہزارو کوششوں تجربوں اور علمی و طبی تحقیق و انکشاف کی بنا پر یہ کہنا کہ دوسرے جانداروں کے دودھ میں پانی دواؤں وغیرہ کے آمیج سے وہ دودھ ماں کے دودھ کے مانند و موافق ہو جاتا ہے ہرگز قابل قبول نہیں. Today now, after all these facts have been proven, no matter how much of thousands of efforts that are made, like for example in sports, if the result is fixed before the match, it is called match fixing. And in science, if the result is fixed before the experiment, then what is that called? There is some word for that also. And this is done by big, big companies to sell their products. Before the experiments are made, they already fix the results. The results are out before the test is done. So these big, big companies, no matter how much they try and bring results that other tin powder milk, etc., this is all denying scientific facts and for denying true and hard facts which are on the ground. So he say, no matter thousands of efforts be made, thousands of such imagined and fixed experiences are spoken about, knowledge and tibbi tahqeeq with regard to health, research of health, inkishaf, new research ki bina par, to say that other peoples, whether it's cow milk for a human being or anything else, any other type of milk, and to add water to it, and to other medicines, other chemicals which are added to all these things, by the addition, wudud ma ke dud ke manin, that now that milk has become like the mother's milk and is similar to the mother's milk, will never ever be able to accept it in front, in view of scientific research also, and in view of hard facts which are on the ground. That means that all these other researchers which are, we are, can't remember the name. It's a simple word. I can't remember it. But where the result is before the experiment, all that there, no matter what people say, it can never prove or disprove the fact that mother's milk is the best milk. Nothing can become like that. اگر یہ ممکن ہوتا تو قدرت ماں کی پستانوں میں دودھ ہی پیدا نہ کرتی. If this was possible that any other milk could be similar to, like, or the mother's milk, then Allah should not have given the mother this responsibility and this duty that she must for 2 years now breastfeed the child. بلکہ پرندوں کی طرح جو اندے دیا کرتے ہیں ماں کے جسم سے الگ کسی بیرونی غذا کا انسانی بچے کو محتاج کر دیتی. But if it was not that the milk has all these benefits, then Allah should have made it just like birds. They don't give birth to their little offspring. They lay eggs. And then the bird comes out from the egg. Allah should have made it like that for the human being also. But it's not like that. The fact that the whichever creation of Allah, they drink milk from their mother, that child comes living out. A calf comes living. No, it's not an egg. And then it comes out. So they all, and those where eggs are laid, they don't drink from their mother. A fowl, a chicken doesn't go and drink on the mother's, on the hen's breast. So Allah should have made the human being also like that. If this milk was not the most perfect, the most necessary for the little child, Allah should have made a human being's child also should be born in an egg, and from the egg it should come out afterwards. ماں کے جسم سے غذا کی متعلق کر دینا صاف طور پر بتا رہا ہے کہ اس سے بہتر اور انسب دنیا کی کوئی اور غذا بچے کے لیے نہیں ہو سکتی. The very fact that Allah Ta'ala made the milk جسم سے غذا کی متعلق, that this milk which comes from the body of the mother, Allah made that necessary for the child, this is clear proof that there is nothing more better, more unsub, more suitable, more better for the child than what the mother's milk can be. Judge Akbar Allahabadi, anyone can remember, he also said some beautiful poems that tifal mein atfal mein maabab ke atwar kaise, as more or less this, that in children how can the mother's habits, the parents' habits be inculcated? How can the child, like what it should be, that a child will follow according to the parents in everything? The parents are pious, the child also becomes pious. All that, the culture, the nature, the akhlaq, the character of the parents has to come into the child. But he says, how can, and this is now roughly about 1800 years ago he's saying this poem, and not for a Western country, for India he's saying this poem. He's saying that how can the habits, the characteristics, the akhlaq of the parents come in the child? Do dibbe ka, when they are drinking tan milk, the milk of a cow they are drinking. And do dibbe ka or ta'alim sarkar ki, and the education of the government. They are not given Islamic education, they are given secular education. And today the time has come that from the age of zero, the child is born, and they want you to hand over the child to some nursery, to some kindergarten, to some small child daycare centers, and they bring them up according to how they want to. And they are not drinking the mother's milk, they are drinking the milk of cows, etc., white poison. How can ever the parents' characteristics, love for the parents, respect for the parents, how can that come in the child? When at that stage the mother sacrifices, she's with her children, she doesn't go to work, etc. And at that stage, it is even advisable that a mother shouldn't even go for umrah and give off the breastfeeding of her child. For any other thing also, her child is the most important at that time in her life. And she must give her full time to her child. Her attention, her love, not a maid also, not anybody else also. Very sad that how many people, for umrah for example, which is not faraz in any way, and they take off the child from breastfeeding, and they put the child onto cow milk, etc., tan milk. This is not at all permissible, it's not correct at all. The child must be given at that stage the full attention and also the full care of the mother. If that is done properly in the 2 years, then it will last forever. Round about in the 90s, the Christian missionaries had a seminar in Cape Town, and in there they discussed all the work what they are doing in the whole of Africa, the whole African continent, their missionary work which they are doing. There were many things that came up from there. One of the things which is relevant now to our talk, they said give us a child till the age of 5, and after that, no matter what you wear, in what environment the child comes, the child will remain a Christian, will die as a Christian. So this initial ages, there is a beautiful Arabic saying, what is it? That what you put onto a child in that age is like something which you have engraved on a stone, on a rock. In other words, nothing can wipe it off afterwards. Therefore in our ta'aleem, the first thing when a child is born, before it listens to anyone else's voice or anything, azan in the right ear and takbir in the left ear. But unfortunately today they have made our giving birth in maternity homes, in the hospitals, etc., where music is playing. And they say that music is to soothe the child. Whereas in the hadith and according to deen, music is shaitan's instruments, and it is to lead the child towards shaitan. So we should make every effort when our child is born, the first thing the child, adhan must be given in the right ear and iqamat in the left ear. Yeah, again, if we think that, forget it being a Gujarati child or a South African child, even if it's an Arab child, the child which is just born, how can it understand what is the azan, what is the takbir? According to our thinking, it is an unnecessary, there is no benefit in it. Why must azan and takbir be given? But the answer of that comes in the dua of after azan. And the dua is, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. That this is da'wati tamma, the azan and the iqamat, the tawheed of Allah, risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our success in namaz, and then again takbir, the greatness of Allah, then end again with tawheed. The hadith says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, this is da'wati tamma, complete da'wat that has been given. And at that age, when the child is just born and that adhan is given, takbir is given, that whole thing goes into the whole body, into the mind, into the heart, into the nerves, into the veins, into the arteries, into every part of the body that goes. And if that is done, that child will remain a Muslim. It will 100% die as a Muslim. If the first thing the child listens, and it's receptive. The child is 100% receptive at that age. So this adhan and takbir is of extreme importance. And then according to Islamic culture, the first things the mother, the parents, the family wishes for the child, that when it starts speaking, Allah must come out. And they train the child all the time. But that also is very important. And that is fully in our hands. The birth of the child, if it's in a maternity home of non-Muslims, hospitals, it's not really in our control. But now when the child is at home with us, but how many, it's not long in our age, when we were small, we remember, mothers should sing dazams, should read kalima for the child, durood sharif to the child, which today you never hear almost anywhere. The mothers don't do this anymore for the children. Other things, and it's a lot, we call modern homes, then TVs are on, and all that comic strips, etc., they are on the TV. This is extremely harmful. All dunya's environment, dunya's talk, our homes are like show houses, and that is all dunya. There is no simplicity in our home. So that also has an effect on the child. Everything, the air, the adhan that takes place, if we are living, Hindus say so many places that we like to stay near the masjid to hear the adhan, and they feel serenity. And non-Muslim, ghair will feel this. Usually we don't accept it, we take it for granted. We don't realize its value. A person, for example, he's got good health. It's his own health. He doesn't, but somebody else, you're so old and you still got so good health. Other people can appreciate. We can't see it for ourselves. Just like that when we were in Raiwin, some about 50 years ago, there was a Christian priest who reverted to Islam. Abdul Rahim or something was his name. He was about 70 years, and it gave us three advices. One, he said, this clothes of yours, always maintain your Islamic dress. He says, you don't realize, we take it for granted, but on non-Muslims it has a tremendous effect. This very clothing has a tremendous effect. And how many people have experienced this? We were in Durban, and one person told, he was flying by air, and he was in business class, and the hostess was giving out peanuts, and he was hungry, he said, but she didn't give him peanuts. She missed him, she gave, and he was hungry, he wanted to eat something. She came back and he thought he's going to ask her, but she came direct to him, and she told him, from your dressing I made out you're a Muslim, and this peanuts has got biltong in it, meat, and I know you people don't eat this meat. So he saw what an effect it has on a person. The person, if he's got this type of clothing, can you think that a person will go to discos, will go to nightclubs? This clothing has got a great effect on a person. Tremendous effect. So this clothing, which we don't see, we take it for granted, but other people can make out and see this here. The other thing he told, that your namazes, wherever you are, make your namazes, where normally we are at here, masjid, but what he was referring to, namazes out of the masjid. Like you're at a railway station, you're in an aeroplane, you're at the airport, and wherever else you are, at a filling station, you are traveling, and you have time for namaz, make your namaz. He says the postures of your namaz, we don't think about it. But this has a tremendous effect on the non-Muslims. And he was saying on the Christians it has got a tremendous effect, which we don't realize. So today, for example, at many international airports, we've tried our best to get a Jamaat Khana, to get a Musalla for us. And we are happy, and when they granted it, we say, Mashallah, in our country, our government, they gave us a Musalla also. But we don't realize what they're actually doing is the da'wat of namaz, they are hiding it away. So that nobody must see this namaz. And especially if we make namaz with Jamaat. I remember, we are still as a young boy, when Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi came. It was a very old airport of Jan Smuts that time. And in the international side, it wasn't like this airport of today at all. And he was coming just after Maghrib namaz. So it became Maghrib time. And how many ulama and pious people came to receive Maulana Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah. And Maghrib time, we all made namaz there in the big hall. And three long serfs, all behind one imam, Allahu Akbar, and they gone in ruku. One Allah, Sami Allah, liman hamida, and they all. What an impression it has on the non-Muslims. So today, we, in our unmindfulness, we also hid away this da'wat of Islam, and we go and read it there in the Jamaat Khana. If we read it like this, and they see our actions, and this also, there is no doubt, how many people, they say, the discipline Muslims has got, nobody else has got it. Rosa, to discipline yourself, hot days also, and sometimes you're under pressure, but the ordinary Muslim, he won't break his rosa. Wherever he is, he keeps his rosa. They just can't understand, they can't stay away from liquor, they can't stay away from smoking, and Muslims can do this, what an impression. That is a rosa. Our namaz is time for namaz. You're in an aeroplane and you go and make your namaz. Nobody else does this. And they get so impressed with this. So these are things which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. And then namaz, clothing and adhan. The adhan everywhere. When we make jamaat at a filling station, we're not that much in a hurry. We have got time. Give adhan. And give it loudly also. Besides the other benefit, whatever is going to listen to your adhan is going to bear witness for you on the day of Qiyamah. Where and where you have to make namaz and you give your adhan, all those things going to bear witness for you. This person claimed out ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, yeah, on me. So we should take this opportunity wherever we can. So these three things, have got great effect. So we started this year with this Christian missionaries, where they said that, what did we say? The first 5 years. So the beginning stages of a child, those are the most important. And what the whole effort, today Shaitan, who is at the top, and he has got all his chelas, all his agents who are working from him, they are trying their utmost to snatch our children from the mother, right from the, whether it's a Muslim child, a Christian, anyone's child, to make us into animals. If you don't relate to your mother, to your parents, and your lineage, that is your true lineage. And in the West today, a child can't say with guarantee, this is my father. Eh? Or, like one father, when his wife gave birth to the sixth child, to tease her always, he called her mother of six. So at one time, they were having a braai or something, and in front of all, again he teased her. So he said, mother of six. So she said, yes, father of four, what do you want? So this is their lifestyle. This is how they live. That their lineage is not even sabit. And even if you have your father is your father, your mother is your mother, but that milk was not, you were not breastfed, you were not brought up properly, then how can that relationship be? So Allah has made this a proper system, and this has to be given preference. Even the mother for her faraz hajj, faraz hajj according to Ahnaf is faraz ala tarahi. It's not necessary to make it when it is immediately faraz. You can delay it for a year. And whenever you made your hajj, that delay is made maaf also. It's not that to hajj became faraz and you have to go now for hajj. It is ala tarahi. So a mother, she should give preference to her child. This is very, very important. But today for the figure of the mother, she doesn't give her child, she doesn't breastfeed her child. She, for her own comfort and her own rest, she gives the child over to the maid. For going to work, the child is left with a maid, etc. This is far, far. No matter how much namazas we are making, how much zikr we are making, and all our ibadat. But those basic things, if we are not doing, we're destroying our own fiber. And we're destroying our own culture. This is extremely important to maintain this correct system from the beginning. May Allah Ta'ala give us all proper understanding and tawfiq to make amal. In this last few malfuzat, there were altogether 95 are mentioned. The last few we are doing today with regard to how the relationship between a sheikh and a murid must be and how to get benefit from this path. That is very important. As we had explained, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum summed it up very beautifully when once in Bangladesh, Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki was with Hazrat, and Hazrat told him to make bayan that day. He made bayan. After that, Hazrat listened to the whole bayan and told him, your bayan was most appropriate and was very good, because he said, you spoke about how a murid must stay with his Shaykh. What is the object of this purpose of becoming a murid, and how a person should traverse and walk the path? All those things, like for example, you are going on a journey and somebody gives you advice that, see, you must be always your passport, you must be very careful. Keep your eye on your passport, put it in your pocket, keep it safe. Whatever else, your tickets, whatever you are. And then also, look, you are going to this country, there you must go and see these things. People even give advice, you must go and eat at this restaurant. Don't ever miss that out. What you get at that, you won't get anywhere. This is from a dunya's point of view. You must go and see this, you must do that, all that. So he gives you all that advice, now you go on the journey. You get what is supposed, outwardly, dunya point of view, all the benefit. Or, for example, Hajj Umrah. Somebody gives you very intimate advice, how to read Salatul Salam, how, what time you should go, how you should present yourself, all those things, yeah, tawaf, etc., what duas to make in tawaf, what duas, don't forget, you must go to multazam, and what duas you must make at multazam, etc., how you can get in, no matter what the crowds are, how it can be easy to get in at to multazam, etc., all those things. That person goes for umrah and he comes back, he benefits fully. Another person, nobody gave him advice. He just went and he just stayed in the hotels, most of, even faraz namazes. How many, unfortunately, people don't make faraz namaz when they go for hajj and umrah. They make it qaza. Or that we make it in our rooms, we don't go and make it with jamaat, etc. So one person goes like, what a world of difference between the two. One person went there for shopping, some people give that advice. When you go to Makkah, Medina, don't forget, you must go to this shopping center. What you get here, and there also you must go and eat in this hotel, in this restaurant. This you mustn't miss out, that you mustn't miss out. So somebody like that. So in this part of suluk also, if you have somebody who gives you the right advice, and if somebody, you don't take any advice, or somebody gives you wrong advice, and suluk, you become bayat also just for barakat, just to show people, I'm also a murid, etc. All that. How many wrong things there can be? So how to get the maximum benefit of this path? Hazrat Damat Barakatum has given us valuable malfuzat, sayings of Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, who is a mujaddid of our zamana, especially in this field of tasawwuf. Otherwise, in our circles, it just became customary. You just become bayat. You just for barakat's sake. And you're just happy that you are bayat. It's just customary. You don't know why. What is the object of bayat? And many people have got so many wrong ideas. How many people in our circles, they have got, for example, photos of our buzurgs. and they regard this as a means of qurb, to our closeness to Allah. What is totally haram and what takes you away from Allah Ta'ala, that has been made the thing to gain closeness. What was poison, that we regard as good energy food, vitamin food. How can a person get success in that way? So to understand tasawwuf properly is extremely important. Not just a matter of making some zikr, etc., or not just a matter that we just became bad, but what are the things that we must do? So amongst that further, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, Farmaya, bayat mein jaldi achhi nahi. This is Hadrat's opinion and his standpoint, that a person shouldn't become bayat very quickly. Other people have don't delay in becoming bayat. But Hadrat feels that a person, and if you can see the sum total comes to the same as we will see, that don't become bayat quickly. Jab khub muhabbat ho jawe, phir se us waqt bayat ziyada nafi hai. Peer se. And when you have good love for your sheikh, you have ta'alluq. Whether you become bayat, Hazrat has explained also, bayat is not compulsory also. And even without bayat, a person can, the thing, and also if we look at it from this point of view, as there are many things in our deen, that today we are being bluffed by a certain thing. Like a person becomes bayat, and he becomes bluffed that now my work is done. On the other hand, if he doesn't become bayat, and then he goes, and then that person will work, will make effort, will be more concerned. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh was very hard on this point also, on the dressing of people. Today also in many places, and especially in those days, a sign of great like piety is that a person puts a shawl over him. And he sits humbly with his eyes closed with a shawl. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh should let them take it off. That this is, you're putting a false picture. That you are showing, your inside is not made at all. And now outwardly you're showing like you're a big peer and a big buzurg and a big Sufi. And you are in deep muraqabah. Today also there are so many people, always eyes are closed. And they walk also like slowly, like they're walking on eggs and that. And they're giving the impression that, oh, we are very big buzurgs and that. This is the height of pride in a person. That when a person's inside is not made. In our times, to dress with all this, amama always, your inside is not made, but a jubba, amama, you like a big buzurg or something, but your inside is not made, this is very, very dangerous for a person. So Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was also a master in this field to detect these things here. In anything else also, even in our dunya matters, Maulana Asad Madani Rahmatullah Ali used to say, he had certain of his murids, friends in the south of India, and he says that those people, their house, if you look at it from outside, it looks like a stable. But inside, all the comforts are there, all the things for your rest, your comfort, everything. So he says like crooks will never even think of going to that house. But today, we got nothing in the house, but the outside we have made it so fancy and there, crooks think, oh, there's too much here, lot here. And then you suffer the consequences. And there is nothing in your house. You got nothing, but you made it so fancy. So simplicity, even in our dressing, our appearance, everything, don't fall for outward. Today the world has become just a for outward show, outward glamour and that. Our houses, show houses. But what is in the house? That the parents have love between them. The children are being brought up. That is hardly there in that. The houses there in our Muslim people, today, how many places they have like a braai or something, the house is locked. Nobody is allowed, they'll go and mess the house. They can't, you can't use the toilet also. Toilet is a place to be messed, but they want it, the toilet is a show toilet. That they also don't go and mess there. And all the sprays which are in the toilet, toilet is a place for smelling, but no smell also in the toilet. Whole, just an outward show, everything in our lives. Even in our, today we say also, like there's a wedding or something or a funeral, I have to go show my face. It's just the face showing thing. There's no sincerity, that is almost totally gone out. It's just to show face, etc. That I have to go to the wedding, I have to go to the funeral, etc. or whatever other thing. So this is a thing which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, and it has come fully in our deeni matters also. Just to show I'm with you, I come and show, though in my heart I got nothing to do with you. So this is very, very important, this sincerity and this correct. So Hadrat says that when a person doesn't become bad, first let him come, keep on coming, you have lot of muhabbat. And then that person benefits. Uski ek mithal hai. Hadrat gives one example. Or hate of fahsh. And he says it's like a roots example. Magar bayan kiye deta hoon, but I'll explain it to you. This is according to Hadrat. For us it's just common. We don't even today, our level has dropped so much, we don't even think this as something as rude or something. Ek to hai nikah karne ke baad biwi par aashik hona. One is that a person, a arranged marriage, that after you marry, which is the Islamic system, after you marry, now you start loving, because you didn't know your wife before. And it wasn't long when a father would just come and tell his son that you are married now to so and so. The father has the right to make the nikah. Or he comes and tell his daughter, you are married. They don't know one another. They don't know who the person is, how he looks, anything. But the marriage, now when you start staying together, you slowly, slowly, your love grows and you love one another. That is one type of marriage. Maa baap ne nikah kar diya. Uske baad muhabbat ho jaati hai. Your parents got you married. You didn't know one another. Now you start loving one another. Aur ek hai aashik ho kar nikah karna. And one is you love the girl. Though it doesn't mean you're doing anything haram. It happens. You fall in love with somebody and you are adamant, I just want to marry this girl. Whatever, however you came to know of her, whatever. And now you are fully in love with the girl. And now you want to, you are trying to marry her. You try everything. Dono suraton mein zameen aur aasman ka farak hai. Hazrat say in both these cases, there is a difference between the earth and the sky. So much difference between the two nikahs. Jaise qadar dusri surat mein hoti hai, pehli surat mein ushre ashir bhi nahi. How much you will appreciate in the second form when you were in love with a girl and you just wanted to marry her, and now they are refusing or your parents are not agreeing and you just can't get her, but now finally you did get married. How much you'll appreciate her because you really wanted her. And the other girl, it could be this girl, it could be any other girl, afterwards you come to love her. Now in this case where you were in love before, and now you married the girl, you appreciate it much more. Oh, now what I wanted, what was my desire? I was making Salatul Hajah. One person, somebody saw him making all the time namaz. What are you making? He said, I want to get married. I'm making Salatul Hajah to get married. After he got married, after a few days, again he was making lot of namaz. Ask him, what you made namaz now? He said, I'm making Salatul Tawbah. Now that you go. But if you really want to, sincerely you want to marry, and who you wanted and you got that girl, you'll appreciate her. That who you really wanted, you got her. Kyunki dusri surat mein muddat ko peeche phir kar takalif utha kar nikah hoga. In the second case where you were in love with a girl and you really only wanted that girl, and you tried, her parents are refusing, your parents are refusing, they're sending the imam to speak to you, sending Maulana to speak to change your mind, but you are determined and you want to marry her, and all this difficulty that you go through, now that you got her, you appreciate so much. And in the other form, though that is the Islamic form, there where your parents got you married, or an arranged marriage, where they arranged the marriage, it could have been with anyone else. You didn't have that feeling. Well, you got her. You could have been married to somebody else. You could have been married to somebody else. But yeah, who you wanted to marry, you married her. Now you appreciate much more. To wo shakhs jaise biwi ki qadar karega, pehli surat wala nahi kar sakta. How this person who wanted that girl he wanted to marry, and he married her, how much he'll appreciate her, the other person won't appreciate so much. Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum explains that one person in India, and Mir Sahib, our Shaykh's Khadim, he was, it's his family member also. He was adamant he wanted to marry a certain girl, but the girl's people didn't want to, they weren't agreeing, whatever, his looks were not that much. And he wasn't wealthy or anything, so they didn't want him to get married. He tried very hard. Finally, when he got married, he appreciated her so much that even if you just make like she's going to sneeze, was a doctor. she must get medicine. Every small thing, a doctor, medicine, look after her. But then eventually, even such a marriage, Hazrat explains, they also came over to Pakistan. Mir Sahib went and visited them one day when they were in Pakistan. So when they were there, so the person was busy filling in his income tax returns. Busy with that work when Mir Sahib went. So his son came and told the father that Amma, mother is sick and she needs some medicine, she needs to go hospital. He said, but I took her hospital, I took her doctor, I got her medicine, how much must I do for her? At one time, the beginning of the marriage, how much that even when she's just like about to sneeze, he everything is doing for her. And now that finished, all that is gone. So this is this dunya's life. But anyway, what Hazrat is explaining, who you really want, and then after difficulty you get that girl, you appreciate it more. Isi tarah bayat bhi hai. In the same way, Hazrat gives us example for bayat. Ek to wo shakhs ho, ke aate hi bayat ho jaye. One person was just looking for a peer, any peer. Nah, he found one peer sahab came, or like from overseas somebody came, oh he has a great peer sahab, he became bayat. No, there wasn't any love or anything before. Aur ek wo hai ke aashik hokar bayat ho. One person is he who kept on coming by the Shaykh. Eventually his love grew for the Shaykh and he had great love for his Shaykh. And when he wanted to come back, Shaykh told him, we'll see after 2 weeks. We'll see after 2 months. Keep on coming. We'll still see. And your eagerness is growing. Now when that person hokar bayat ho, puri qadar usko hogi bayat ke. This person will appreciate now. Now my Shaykh has accepted me in bayat. So the important thing in any case is not bayat, is islah. Even if Maulana Asadullah Sahib was the Nazim in Saharanpur Madrasa, he who used to go to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali regularly for islah. When Hadrat felt that his islah is done, Hadrat gave him bayat, ijazah, made him khalifa. So he said, Hadrat, but I'm not even bayat to you, I haven't become bayat. So Hadrat said, lo, see now, that you did your faraz and now you're asking about nafil. Your faraz islah is done. Now bayat is nafil. Now you're talking about bayat. Bayat is not that important. Today we got it at the wrong end. We feel that bayat, khilafat is important. I got khilafat. Islah is important. And these things, as I was explaining, they put us, they beguile us. They put us under, we don't realize what is the right thing that we have to do. We think that I became bayat, I even got khilafat, but my islah is not done. Islah is the thing. And if a person who doesn't become bayat and is worried of his islah all the time, that person who is concerned, so his the islah is important, not to become bayat. No, khilafat is no, it's a certificate of jannat. Some people think, oh, I got khilafat from so and so, I got jannat certificate, I'm all right. Not at all. The thing is, our islah must be made. Further, Hazrat said, "Farmaya ke bayat koi maamuli cheez nahi. Bayat is not something just ordinary and just something by the way." Aslam tariq ye hai ke jis se bayat hona chahe. Hazrat says the best way is that who you want to become bayat to, ek to kuch muddat tak usko jaanch hai. For a time you check him that I want to make you. Like for example, we know a boy wants to get married to a girl, girl getting married to a boy, how lot references ask. How lot we find out, is this person right? What ask from his friends, ask from the people who are around him, etc. Isn't he a drug addict? Hasn't he got some other weakness? We inquire about all these things. So the same thing with bayat, first find out who is the Shaykh. Not just that you became impressed with one lecture, or you just became impressed by his dressing, or that other people are bayat and they speak highly about him. No, you for yourself, you check out first. Ek to kuch muddat tak usko jaanche, for a period, first check, find out. Jiske do tariq hai, and there are two ways how you should check out. Ek musahabat tawila, one is for a long time you come and go in his company. Yani muddat kafiya tak uske paas rahe, aur ye ahwat hai. That for quite a while you stay by him, and this is a more careful, a more proper way. That you stay in his company, then you can see what his ways are, what his attitude is, all those things you can make out. Dusra tariq makatibat, tawila. Another is, in the days of before, correspondence. You correspond for quite a while. Yani usse kuch tariq, بوجھ کر اس پر عمل کریں, اس یعنی اس سے کچھ طریق پوچھ کر اس پر عمل کریں. That is that you ask him that this is my condition, this I want, and he gives you, he advises you, do this, do this. You have your too much guna thoughts are coming, too much vasavis are coming, I got too much pride in me, and he tells you what to do and you keep on doing that. That is the second way. پھر اپنے احوال سے اس کو اطلاع دیں, and then inform him before becoming bayat. Then you inform him also of your condition. پھر وہ جو تجویز کرے اس کا اتباع کرے, and then what he advises you, you follow that. اسی طرح مدت دراز تک کرتا رہے, and for a long time, first just carry on doing this. بعد اس کے اگر دل چاہے بیعت کی درخواست کرے. After this long period, now if your heart desires, then you become bayat. پھر دوسرا جو کچھ جواب دے اس پر راضی رہے. Now that you have become bayat, now whatever he tells you, accept it with an open heart. Now don't have, till you are not bayat, you had a right that you could, you want to make amal, he's not your Nabi, he's not Allah, you don't have to follow him in that way. But now when you become bayat, now you have pledged yourself, now follow everything that he says. In another malfooz, Hazrat said, فرمایا کہ جس سے عقیدت ہو, a person who you have become bayat to, that is you have got trust in him, that this is the right man to lead me to Allah Ta'ala. اس سے سوال و جواب کی نوبت نہ آنے دینا چاہیے. Don't ask him, must I do the, is this right, is that right, is this right, must I do this, must I do that. Don't ask, tell him your condition, what he tells you. Don't you put all introductions, and you put all that, if I do, then this will happen, this I do. Don't go into all that lengthy. Just tell him your condition and what he tells you, follow that. بلکہ اس کی رائے اور مشورے کے سامنے اپنے رائے کو فنا کر دینا چاہے. In fact, whatever مشورہ he tells you and what his opinion is, you just completely annihilate yourself. Don't you have any opinion with regard to that matter. Some of us, we go and we put our question, we put our answer, and we give the problem in that answer. If I do this, this will happen. If I do that, that will happen. No, that is not the way with a shirk. You just put, this is my condition, this is what I want to do, and what he says, then don't have any opinion of your own also on that. بزرگوں کے سامنے رد و قد کرنا بالکل خلاف عادت ہے. In front of بزرگ, all this here, that this condition, this shirk, this this form can happen, that can happen, this can happen, this I can do, that will happen, that is against the adab and respect of elders. That just put your condition, and then whatever he says, accept that wholeheartedly. فرمایا کہ یہ مرض عام ہو گیا ہے. حضرت said that this disease has become widespread. What is this disease? چاہتے ہیں کہ سہولت پہلے ہو, اس کے بعد کام شروع کریں. This is general in everything. First we want things to be in our favor, everything. Then we start doing work. To understand this, one time Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali gave an example. He says, like a camel driver who's taking 10-20 camels with him, and then they come to the place where they have to drink water. Now the person there who is giving water, he charges money for it, for you to drink so much water. He's got his machine there, which is taking out water from the well. And this machine, it's a big wheel with all drums on it. And it goes down, scoops the water, and throws it into a dam, into a little pond. And from there the camels drink. So this camel driver comes, and he tells this person that stop your machine, because with this noise of all the tins which are turning around and scooping water and throwing it in, a big noise, my camels can't drink water in this noise. So he replies and says, if I stop my machine, your camels won't get any water. They'll have to drink in this noise. So just like that, today we have problems in our life. We want our problems to be sorted out, then we'll start with our namaz, then we'll start with our tilawat, with our zikr, all our problems. I got a fight with the wife, first all that gets sorted out, then when I'm at ease now, then I'll give concentration and I'll start my ibadat. This is the catching the cat by the tail. The thing is, you start with your ibadat, your namazes. First of all, many of us are still weak in our namazes. Namazes on time. And as far as possible, without a valid Sharia excuse, don't make it without Jamaat. Make your namazes with Jamaat. And then the quality of namaz. Namaz is not just to be performed, just to be read, just to be performed. We have to perfect our namazes. That we must keep. Every namaz we should be conscious. I made my namaz is over. But is my namaz improving all the time? That is the object, that our namazes must be improving. And namaz is the most important thing. As-salatu imaduddin. This is the foundation, the pillar of deen. If your namaz is correct, your rest of your deeni life will become correct. And when your deen is correct, your dunya will be correct. When your deen is correct, your akhirat will be correct. And all that is on namaz. But how many of us, we want everything, all our problems must be sorted out. Then we'll start making our namazes, etc. That is not the correct thing. So Hazrat says, Ye maraz aam ho gaya. This is general. People commonly they have in this problem. Chahte ke sahulat pehle ho, uske baad kaam shuru kare. Everything must be nice, cool, calm, no problem whatsoever. Then we go for namaz. And no, that is not the way. First start with your deen, your namaz. Sharai ki khasiyat ye hai ke pehle kaam shuru kare, uske baad sahulat hoge. This is the very way of our Sharia, of our deen, that you start with, in all your problems, you start with your dhikr, you start with your tilawat, your namazes, which is first and foremost. You start with all those things, then Allah will make things to come easy and come right. Logon ne uska aks kar rakha hai. Hazrat says, people are doing this completely opposite. That they first want all the problems to be sorted out, and then things come right. Whatever, we're not getting a job, the job is not stable, our whatever it is, first bring your deen in order. And then, wallah, see that how Allah's help will come. Everything falls into place then by itself. All our problems, we are not getting in our business, we're not getting orders, we're not getting customers, whatever it is, our deen correct that. And in deen, the most important is namaz. Correct our deen first, and then we make everything else, will come right. Bari cheez, is tariq mein shaykh par i'tiqad hai. And another thing which is very important in this, to have the trust on your shaykh, that what he's saying, that is really what bay'at is. When a person is convinced that this man is going to lead me to Allah, now don't have your own opinions. Trust him fully and then let him take you. If you have got a guide and he's taking you, and then everywhere else the guide says, oh, you're asking other people directions also. He'll tell you, please just go. You join this other people. What you want to follow me? You haven't got trust in me. I'm taking you. I'll take you properly, but you haven't got trust. Badun uske kaam nahi chal sakta. Without trust in the sheikh, this work won't go further. Phir sahulat ka intizar kiya. What are you dreaming about things, your life easing up? In this path, first that come onto deen. And for that, have trust on your sheikh. You got a major health problem. You got a major financial problem. Your sheikh tells you, start with namaz. Make tawbah istighfar. Now if you trust him and you do that, then you're going to move forward. But you haven't got trust on him. No, this problem must first be sorted. That I must first get this problem sorted out. Then you are dreaming of making any progress. Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, somebody came and complained that financial problems, etc. No job, shop is not moving, etc. So he told him, make tawbah istighfar. Another person came, he told him that I haven't got children. No children, he told him make tawbah istighfar. Somebody else came, droughts, no rain, he told him tawbah istighfar. So a person who was sitting there said, Hazrat, for everyone different diseases, and you are giving panado to all. You're giving one tablet to all. So he said, the ayat of the Quran, istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilay. Make istighfar tawbah. So yursili sama alaykum midrara, rain will come down in abundance. Yursili sama alaykum midrara wa yumditkum bi amwali wa banin. Allah will give you wealth also. Allah will give you offspring, children also. Bi amwali wa banin. Wa yaj'al lakum jannati wa anhara. And Allah will make for you beautiful gardens. And Allah will make rivers to flow for you. In other, all where it starts is tawbah istighfar. This is the first admission of guilt, where a person admits I am wrong. And truly, genuinely, if he finds that in his heart, this person is very fortunate. And until he doesn't realize and doesn't accept that I am wrong and I've done wrong, for that person to move forward is very, very difficult. The person is on the wrong road, and that person doesn't want to admit I'm on the wrong road, and he's carrying on, he's going more further away from his destination. When he admits, yes, I'm wrong, I must make tawbah istighfar, I must correct my life, then this person will come to the right road. فرمایا کہ پیر کا پیر بھی ہو اس کی طرف میلان نہ ہو تو اس سے نفع نہ ہوگا. If a person is not only a peer, but the father of a peer, in other words, a great peer, but you haven't got inclination towards that person, you're not going to benefit. This is very important. Many people, we force others to become bayat. Bring others, encourage them to come to majlis, not to become bayat. Some of us feel it's our achievement that I brought a new customer, that he also now is going to become bayat, he also become bayat, and my sheikh is going to, our Hazrat Hakim, our Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali should become very angry on this. When somebody comes and he makes sifarish, intercedes that Hazrat make this person also murid. That person, if he couldn't come on his own, he couldn't walk and come on his own, what is he going to benefit? You got a tekad on your sheikh, you speak highly and you want to force that person to become bad, that person must have inclination himself. And a person, so Hazrat says it can be the greatest peer also, greatest buzurg Allah wala. But if you haven't got inclination to him, you haven't got a liking for him, you won't benefit anything. In this path, this is important, that you have that affiliation, you have that trust, you have that connection, then you will benefit in this path. فرمایا کہ کسی کے پاس نیرے رہنے سے کیا ہوتا ہے جب تک اپنی اصلاح اور تربیت کی فکر نہ ہو. Only just sohbat alone, Hazrat says that is also not enough. That a person, he stays for how long, and how many people stayed so long with mashayikh? Khadim-e khas, but they didn't really benefit. You go and see the condition, there is a namaz in their life, there is a ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, because the important thing is your niyat must be my islah. If your niyat is only to make khidmat of the shaykh, you'll get the sawab of khidmat, but your islah will be, innama al-a'malu min niyat. All actions are according to the intent. Your niyat is not islah. Your niyat is to show I'm with such a great buzurg, I've got ta'alluq, etc. And you haven't got your niyat. And this niyat of islah must be a conscious. All the time it must be in the forefront of the mind. My islah must get made. Such a person, when he listens bayan, it can be some other talk, but he takes out the point of his islah. And a person hasn't got that, then even the khadim-e khas doesn't come to the majlis also. He's busy in Hazrat's khidmat. And he doesn't benefit. His islah doesn't get made. How many people with mashayikh we see, they have got close contact, but bayan time they're not there. They are busy with something else. No, then your islah, how is it going to get made? This is, and some of us, when our islah point comes, we feel offended also. That why did Hazrat speak this point about me? And he's targeting me. His whole bayan is for me alone. One way a person feels it like that is good, if he takes it for his islah. So islah, the niyat of islah is extremely important. فرمایا کہ بزرگوں کو خطوط لکھے جاوے ان میں اشعار کا لکھنا ادب خلاف ادب سمجھتا ہوں. Hazrat says that when you write to your sheikh and you write poems and you're showing yourself that I've got this knowledge about this, and you are explaining about big masail, deep masail, this is against adab. You must be humble. You must be a nothing in front of your sheikh. Now you want to prove I'm a big mufti and I'm a big alim and I know this and I know that, and you're quoting all things and that, khilaf-e adab. Haan, batore josh nikal jawe, to dusri baat hai. Yeah, you are overtaken with emotions. And then you said some poem, that is different. But this, that you make it up like that. قصدن ایسا کرنے کا حاصل یہ ہے کہ ان کو اشعار سے متاثر کر کے نام کام نکالنا چاہیے. When a person does this voluntarily, not involuntarily. One is a person just involuntarily, Hazrat, I love you so much. You are overtaken with your emotions. And one is that you make it voluntarily and you start speaking of big, big masail and you are presenting ashar, poems and all that. That is, you are trying to show your position in front of the sheikh. And a person actually has to humble himself and humiliate himself in front of his Shaykh, not show himself to be somebody good. Neez apni liyaqat ka izhar bhi hai. In there also you're trying to show, I'm a great person, I know poems, I know this, I know that. Talib ka koi fi'al muallim ke saath aisa na hona chahiye. And a student, talib, whether it's a student in a madrasa or whether it is a student who wants to make his islah in tarbiyat, that none of our actions must be that we show our Shaykh, I'm somebody big. Your ustad also, that I know a lot, etc. Yes, a student who has got ishkal, this qawl is here, this is here, you ask your ustad for a hal, is different. But that you try and present your whole thing in such a way that you know more better, you are greater, this is very dangerous and detrimental for a person. 95 Malfuzat of Hadrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah give us tawfiq that we bring this reality into us and we make our islah in the correct way. Azan is finished. May Allah let us all benefit. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah.